Hello, everybody. Locker Room Chats here on KMZA. I'm Krennan Prophet alongside head coach of the Onega Buffaloes, Ben Kulterman. Coach Kulterman, tell me a little bit just of 2023, some good notes from it, and then as well as how was the offseason for you and the herd of your team, the Buffaloes?
Yeah, certainly the high point was we ended the season on a win over there at Valley Falls. Actually, we played really well, very confident in that particular game, executed well, won the line of scrimmage, all of those things that it takes to have success on Friday nights. You know, all in all, you looking back on that season, though, you know, a very, very difficult schedule. You know, I mean, I don't think we were as bad as some of those scores indicated. If you look at the tape, there's a lot of good stuff mingled in there, you know. We just couldn't put a whole game together, gave up a lot of big plays. You know, a lot of our drives would stall out also, so... You know, but there's some good drives in there. There were some good defensive stops in there. We just have to chain all of those things together. You know, we couldn't do that consistently last year.
Yeah, you mentioned that win over Valley Falls. That was 66-22. Big dominant wins to end the season. Hopefully that got your guys a little motivated going into the offseason. I mean, just kind of tell me a little bit of that mentality for your guys as players. And then tell me, like, some standouts here from your team, you know, just in that training camp coming up into this year.
Yeah, you know, I think it has carried over, you know, the energy and the effort and just, you know, all of that, the mindset. It is a little different, the confidence. We see it daily in practice. You know, we've had some real nice practices, really dating back to early this summer at the camp and everything. You know, some of the guys that are kind of headlining our squad this year, you know, obviously Jackson Kulterman is back at quarterback, really 3 years experience there. Dylan Magnet, another senior, is a heck of a football player. He'll stand out. You'll talk more about him, I guarantee it. You know, Ty Crone is back. He's a junior. LJ Kelzer's back. He's a senior. We've got a lot of juniors and seniors, which we haven't really had for 3 or 4 years, honestly. We've always had to kind of been forced to play freshmen and sophomores. But we've got some upperclassmen this year. So and then another kid that I need to mention, Josh Daniels, he'll be at running back this year, tailback position. He didn't play last year. He was injured. So we got him back. He's a junior. He'll see a ton of reps, varsity reps this year. So yeah, all in all, yeah, we like our guys.
Well, you mentioned that richness of the juniors and seniors. I mean, are there any upperclassmen that kind of show a little bit of that value from the freshman and sophomore level who might see some playing time or will get some definite playing time?
Yeah, we got a group of sophomores too. Really, our freshmen and sophomores. Sophomores primarily, as far as playing time goes. You know, Xavier Burgess started last year, outside linebacker, and did a fine job. And then we got Maddox Honus started every game last year at cornerback. You know, he'll play some slot and wing in our offense this year also. So you'll see more of him returning the football in our return game. Yeah, I'm probably forgetting somebody. I'm not really perfectly prepared right now, but those are two names that, as sophomores. We do have a freshman that may see some time. Logan Ball is not a typical freshman. You know, he's a little more mature. You know, he's filled out a little bit. He'll see some reps at D-line, I think. But, yeah, and like I said, in the past, we've kind of been forced to play a lot of those guys. And I mean, you know as well as I do, you know, freshmen versus seniors is never what you want. So we're just excited to have a good group of juniors and seniors this year.
Right here, excited, and the excitement continues in the second segment. We'll be right back after this timeout. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Locker Room Chats. Week one here. It is Ben Kulterman, coach of the Onega Buffaloes. I'm Krennan Prophet. So let's talk a little bit about this upcoming season. You face 3 straight league opponents, all your league opponents, to start the year. Kind of tell me a little bit about that. You know, a lot of teams, they like to get that rust off early to begin the year, but, I mean, it's going to kind of come quick to you. You have all 3 teams facing you head on in the first 3 weeks. Tell me a little bit how that mental preparation for your team goes and then how you're going to attack these first 3 weeks.
Well, the message we've been relaying to the team, you know, throughout the summer and leading up to this week one game is, you know, these are TVL games, and these guys have been around the TVL all their lives. Same with us. Nothing is ever given to you in the TVL. You have to earn it. You have to go take it. You have to practice every day like you're going to go take it. You know, nothing in the TVL is ever given to you. So we're right now, our focus, we're not looking too far ahead. it's D-West this Friday, and that's what we're preparing for. And it's a TVL game. It's a league game, and that is our primary focus right now.
Yeah, so you mentioned you're preparing for Dauphin West. That is the Mustangs. This is your seventh year with the program with the Buffaloes. So you've seen Dauphin West before when you were both eight-man. Of course, you went to 11-man 2 years ago. Dauphin West had just got bumped up to 11-man. So this is a team you've seen before. So is there any changes or expectations you think that you're going to see here compared to the last time that you took on this team a few years ago?
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite a lot different than the last time we played them. Actually, the last time we played them over there, it was a heck of a game, a triple overtime game that got us into the playoffs. I think a lot has changed since then, though. You know, their personnel's changed. Our personnel's changed. I think what we do on both sides of the ball has changed. And kind of from what we've seen scouting them, I think they're different also, you know. I think it's going to be – it's a lot of new kids in there. You know, some of our ideas have changed also, and our schemes and everything like that. But I think it goes back to just being a TVL game. I mean, you know it's going to be a dogfight.
Well, hopefully it is a dogfight, but give me some keys for some offense and defense taking on those Mustangs.
So I think offensively, we just take care of the football. We execute, you know, sideline to sideline, 11 guys doing their job, keeping it clean as far as penalties. Just, you know, having that collective effort also, you know, everybody doing their job. That's what we're looking at. Defensively, you know, we got to get to the ball wherever the ball is. As a unit, we got to get to the ball. You know, what we've seen scouting them, they've got a couple guys over there that are pretty dangerous. So we're going to have to pursue, and we're going to have to get there as a team. And we're just going to have to play tough and gritty, like always.
That was Onega Buffalo's head coach, Ben Coltman. They take on the Mustangs this Friday. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And the sponsors of the Onega Locker Room Chat, Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust.